Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Friday, September 26, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:10 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Edward Spider Lyons, West Scranton, Edward Trentley, South Scranton, Harry Granville, Carbondale, Attorney Leo McCormick, East Mountain section of Scranton, Ralph Smolenak, Mountaintop, and Donald Wills Simpson. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense as we promise you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of the morning. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, we got to get to. Couple more comments from listeners on the Gilligan's Island. I'm telling you, the show touched everybody. It's a shame if all you saw was the remake movie. You got to go back and watch the series. But Ron from Mountaintop is a cousin to Professor Russell Johnson. Someone asked me, what about the professor and Marianne? I never saw anything other than a friendly relationship between the two. Somebody else says, Mr. Howell had a mistress. Nah, I didn't see that. Let's stick what was in the show. But yeah, many of you agree that Ginger appeared to be too high maintenance and unapproachable. So you got to go Marianne. Hey, Mother Teresa, I missed yesterday, forgot. So we've got two quickies for today. And even the short ones are so poignant, so important. So for September 25th. She says, no matter how tired you are, no matter how physically exhausting your life may be, make it a priority to care for someone in need. What greater joy can there be? And now for today. She said, I believe God loves the world through us, through you, and through me. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Mark from Hazleton, he's on fire today. He's emailing me. He says, during any of the episodes of Gilligan's Island, whenever the professor spoke about something complex, he always said it in a way you understood. He really actually did. You're right. Oh, Lord. We all have those kind of people, the people you turn to and ask, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? The professor on Gilligan's Island. Well, here's a professor of a different sort. He is the weekend warrior. He's got our football picks for the weekend. He is Sid Hallinan. How are you, my man, Sid?
Good, Bobby. How's everything going today?
I should introduce you as the former head coach of the St. Anthony's Hawks.
Yeah, and I'm still coaching, Bob.
Love it, love it. And you and Bob Marzolino were the team, oh, just the best.
Oh, yeah, we were like the Road Warriors, buddy. But we're still running around together, so love that it. Didn't change.
Love it, love it. All right, well, Sid, were you a Ginger or a Marianne?
I know Ginger was high maintenance, but I'll shoot for you know me. I'll go for the hard thing there, and I'll put odds on her there. Right. I'll go with Ginger.
All right. Well, did you know that the professor was from Ashley?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah,
and a World War professor, Russell Johnson. He was a World War II hero as well.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, yeah. That's good to know. That's love amazing. It. The great show. That was a tremendous show.
It was. All right. Well, Sid, let's go to our subject at hand, which is football, heading into the – well, what happened last night? It was a game I didn't even bother to turn on.
I watched it till half, Bobby, and that was it for me.
What was it, Seattle?
I had no interest in it.
Seattle and who?
Seattle and Arizona.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Was it on Amazon or what was it on?
Yeah, it was on Amazon.
So I wasn't going to look through. I got a complicated TV situation. I wasn't going to look through it. I said, well, the hell with it.
Yeah, I had it on for a little bit, and that was it.
All right.
Called it a day, buddy.
I was wondering why you didn't mind moving to Friday, because there was nothing to talk about on Thursday.
Yeah. No, there was no interest in the game. A lot of people didn't have much of an interest in it. So,
well,
we're
rolling into the weekend, and the college games are starting to get bigger. Tell me what you're looking at tomorrow.
Well, absolutely. I like two college games, Bobby. Tomorrow afternoon, I like the Georgia – no, I'm sorry. These two are tomorrow night. I like Georgia minus 2.5 over Alabama. Georgia is – you know, they're ranked fourth or fifth. Georgia could be the first or second best team in the country. Gunnar Stockton is not being mentioned at all for the Heisman, their quarterback. Keep an eye on him. He's played outstanding. So I'm going to take Georgia over Bama tomorrow night. And Penn State and Oregon. I'm going to go with Penn State minus 3.5.
Is this a loyalty thing, a homer thing, or what? Talk to me.
Well, the last 2 years, I'm 0-6 with them. So, I mean, this has to end sooner or later. You know, it's got to end sooner or later. You're at home. It's a wide out. They had a week off. My big thing is that if they lose, what excuse is he going to come up with now, Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
They have to win this game.
I'll tell you, I haven't rooted for Penn State since they got rid of Paterno, and then what they did to those kids that were not even associated with the incident at the fraternity. I'm anti PSU.
I know you've mentioned that before in the past.
If the Paterno statue comes back, I'll open my mind up again.
Maybe we could put it down to Dunmore Corners next to the Lions sitting on the bench down there by the bank.
Well, maybe we'll get the same guy who did that statue to do the one at Dunmore for Henses. I said the statue of Henses at the Dunmore football field looks like Klaatu from The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, it looks like he's holding a bowling ball. It doesn't even look like a football. All right. Let's watch what we say about that, Bob.
I know. So Georgia PSU Saturday. Then we get into the NFL Sunday. What do you got, my man?
I'm going with my birds, -3.5 over Tampa. They have our number, but I think this Sunday the birds get over the top with this. I'm still laughing at that win last week, and not just the win, but they covered.
Yes, in the most improbable fashion.
Tampa Bay's been Jalen Hurts' kryptonite, but I think Sunday they go over the top. They get this one.
Okay, what else?
I also like the Rams -3 over Indy. The Rams, I mean, emotional loss, obviously, to the Eagles last week. Indy's been playing very well. Daniel Jones has been playing off the charts. But I can't see. I think the Rams will be extra motivated to win this one. I'm going to take the Rams.
And are the Rams at home?
The Rams are at home, yeah.
So, they're coming off that loss. They are going to be out for blood, and I think Indiana's overrated.
A little bit, yeah.
It's still Dan Jones.
Hasn't been that hard.
We watched his act. I mean, he's going to have a bad game. All right, what
else?
Yeah,
he could. And here's one, too, that I think I'm surprised the line hasn't moved yet. I'm going to take Baltimore -2.5 over Kansas City. I think for that same reason, Baltimore handed that game away last week. KC is still floundering. They can't find their identity. I think if you've watched them offensively, they didn't look good against the Eagles. They didn't look good against the Giants. Baltimore loaded with talent on the offensive side of the ball, especially with Lamar. I'm going to take Baltimore -2.5.
You like teams when they're coming off good teams when they're coming off a loss.
Well, you notice everything. Yeah, I do. You know, especially a team as explosive as the Ravens are.
Yeah. Any other games?
One more for you, buddy. Don't understand why this line is 6.5. If it was in Green Bay, it'd probably be 10. I'm looking for the Pack to come back after that debacle last week against Cleveland. 6.5 over Dallas. I don't think it's that much. I'm going to take Green Bay at Dallas, the Micah Parsons reunion, or Micah Parsons Bowl, they're calling it, Sunday night.
Okay.
This game could maybe get out of control. Dallas's defense is not good. Dak has a great game. Maybe they could stay in it. Green Bay's another team should be ornery after handing that game away to Cleveland last Sunday.
Do you remember the old days? I'm talking 60s and early 70s when Green Bay, games they were.
Oh, yeah, that was great football.
Oh, amazing. You know? Amazing.
You know how old we are, Bob, when you tell these kids about Jim Brown, they say, who?
I might not
Johnny
have even
United
seen Jim
who?
Brown play. Yeah. I started at Leroy Kelly for Cleveland. I didn't
there
remember Jim Brown. Yeah.
And he wasn't bad, Bobby.
Not bad. The Weekend Warrior, Sid Allen, and his picks are in. They're locked. We're ready to go. Have a great weekend,
Bob.
Sid. We'll talk to you again.
You too, Bobby. Thank you.
All right. That's the Weekend Warrior. That's Sid Hallinan. I like his picks. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The Beatles. Not a bad song. I don't know what the words mean. I'm sure. Well, if you do, let me know. Come Together. This date, 1969, Murph says they released their last album, the last one they recorded as a group, Abbey Road. And before that, oh, what a red letter, and I don't know if that's a positive or negative connotation, but what a positive, amazing day for jurisprudence in this country. Because in 1986, this date, William Rehnquist sworn in as the Chief Justice, the 16th, and Antonin Scalia joined the Supreme Court as 103rd member. Wow. Well, that's just a great day for jurisprudence in this country. Amazing. Somebody takes in, Bob, remember Mr. Howell, Jim Backus, was also the voice of Mr. Magoo, also known as Joe Biden. Please don't smear Mr. Magoo by comparing him to Biden. So he says, Bob, you're right. Get rid of dark money. Shut down the illegitimate nonprofits, which watch then how America becomes greater than ever before. I think what Trump could do, he could say through regulations, through the IRS, you cannot be a nonprofit. You cannot have nonprofit status unless your maximum salary is like $150,000 a year. Pick a number. These are all scams. So many are scams. Somebody else saying the only way to stop the insane globalist agenda is to follow the money trail and get rid of Antifa and others that are harming America. But it's a much more subtle thing. The nonprofits have become launderers. They do money laundering. Look at the Department of Energy and the $93 billion they released after Biden lost the or after Kamala lost the election. $93 billion. $2 billion to Stacey Abrams Group. And they pay themselves exorbitant salaries. The money never gets to even the ridiculous cause they list. And that's why I cite the Obama Foundation, which is doing the same thing. Somebody said, Bobby, who does Penn State play next weekend? The University of Phoenix? Yeah. Somebody says, Bob, just remember, Ginger's so high maintenance that two actresses had to play her. One was Tina Louise and the other Judith Baldwin. I did not know that, as Johnny Carson would say. I did not know that. But Tina Louise got a second berth in the show Dallas, one of my favorites, as JR's secretary. Yeah. Tina Louise. Oh, I look up... David Bergerhoff sent me something regarding free speech that I want to read. But David, for you, He loves the veterans tributes. He says LTS. By the way, somebody asking, is LTS like an insider thing? No, it's our thing. LTS means love the show. And I say back at you because you guys are part of the show. You guys make the show. And I don't say that to be self-deprecating. I say that because it's true. All the information the listeners get, the interaction that the listeners create. And by the way, you don't have the show without listeners. Some people on radio and TV, like Jimmy Kimmel, don't understand that. Anyway, he's got some veterans, two buried at Arlington in his family. Well, David, number one, I'll try to get to your statement on free speech. But you got my email. Let's get to honoring them. Look up their obituaries. Get some information on them. Let's do it. Let's honor them. Two family members at Arlington. That's beyond an honor. All right, it is time. We've got to take this break. We want to hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll do this hour's veterans tribute. We'll do the weather. We got a little snippet to play for you, and then we're back at you. 570-883-0098 to get in touch and be part of the program today. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour. This day and every day brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great family of companies, featuring today Basiliga Hospitality, because, hey, it's the weekend. Looking for a bar, restaurant to hang around, watch a game, whatever? Check out the Far Street Tavern. Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Old Brook Inn, 307. In Springbrook Township, and the Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Want to see a movie? I think I'm in for that this weekend. The Scranton Art House on Lackawanna Avenue. Favorite adult beverages, favorite food while you're watching the movie. It's not just popcorn. But by the way, John figured out the formula for the best popcorn I've ever had. Nightclubs, Sergei's, Live, 519 Linden Street, Scranton. It is the place to be. I got to go last weekend. Fine dining, the best. You don't need to go to New York. You don't need to go to Philly. Aterra 519 downtown Scranton, the Stegmaier Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. Harry Granville. He passed away at age 82, September 19th. He was from Carbondale. Born in that great city, a 1962 graduate of Benjamin Franklin High School. He was a self-employed carpenter most of his life. He proudly served us in the U.S. Army. He was a disabled veteran. Survived by two brothers, seven sisters, and sadly preceded in death by five additional brothers. The Granville family, the great Granville family from Carbondale, and veteran Harry Granville. Attorney Leo McCormack, East Mountain section of Scranton. He passed away at age 96 last October 8th, 2024. His wife, the former Jean Brannigan, she passed away in 1982. He was also preceded in death tragically by an infant son, John. Born in Scranton, Scranton Central High School graduate. He served us in the United States Navy during World War II, stationed in Guam in the South Pacific. After his service, he graduated from the University of Scranton and Georgetown University School of Law. He clerked to Judge Thomas Quinn in the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. He was a trial attorney for the Tax Division of the Department of Justice. He returned to Scranton after an illustrious career in D.C., originally joining Nogi, O'Malley, and Harris, and then forming his own firm, Kennedy, O'Brien, McCormick, and Mulcahy. He retired in 2020. He was a guy we all looked up to as attorneys. He was on the Third National Bank Board, Scranton Chamber of Commerce, the Bar Association, Housing Authority under Mayor Eugene Hickey, a big golfer at the University of Scranton. Subway alumnus of Notre Dame University. Surviving are his daughter, along with nieces, nephews, including a nephew, William Egan, who was especially close to him. A great attorney, Navy man, attorney Leo McCormack. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning clouds, then mostly sunny. 77 degrees. We're at 68 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 58. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers south of Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, 77 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, 77 degrees. Okay. We'll take it. I always start off with a laugh with the mayor misspelling Eagles and, of course, our own John Fetterman. But speaking of which, the Pie Man, he cometh. How are you, Pie Man?
Happy Friday. I'm great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing even better now. We had the Weekend Warrior on. Now we got you. Couldn't be better than that.
Great.
Peter Della Porta.
That's great. You know, you got the first class in there, you know.
Well, I played that little thing before. I was saying this is better than prison, doing the disc jockey thing or whatever I'm called. So I played the thing from The Office. All right, Peter, let's go to it, baby. What is happening? The Weekend Warriors taking the Birds this weekend over Tampa Bay, even though he said that Baker Mayfield and Tampa have been kryptonite to the Eagles beforehand, before this.
Well, that's true. Baker Mayfield is a tier one quarterback, has incredible mobility, and just seems to elude the Eagles' pass rush. And when that happens, you know, we've seen that the receivers get open and Baker Mayfield finds them the ball and they score. But, you know, let's look at this in a larger picture, Bob. The Bills are 3-0, but the Eagles have played, Dallas, Kansas City, and the Rams.
Yep.
The Bucs have played the Falcons, the Texans, and the Jets. And if you saw the Jets game last week, they won by a hair in the last minute of the game. Mm-hmm. So, it's been infinitely more convincing victories. And again, shout out to your golf partner there, Vic Fangio. The adjustments he makes during the game, generally at halftime, it's just phenomenal. He's a wizard out there. Shut down the Cowboys the whole second half. And last week, he pretty much shut down the Rams to 6 points. The Eagles had 26 unanswered points. And if you saw that game, Bob, boy, was that a barn burner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Eagles winning with the last play of the game.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis blocking and covering.
I mean,
yeah.
Astonishing.
And going out and scoring. It was unbelievable. Well, I mean, what the Weekend Warriors said also is they're going to be in Florida. Look at the size of the Eagles linemen, like Jalen Carter. Heat's going to be an issue.
This game's in Tampa Bay. I thought it was in Philly. I apologize.
No, it's in Tampa Bay.
Okay, all right.
Heat's going to be a monster issue down there. I mean, their guys are used to that, but we're not up here, so... But anyway,
I don't know. I lived in Philly. There's nothing like Philadelphia humidity. I'd go to Florida in a second.
Right. Yeah. The Bucs do have their star wide receiver, Mike Evans, is not going to be playing with a hamstring injury. So they're a little bit. They should be able to take advantage of that. So my predictions, Bob. The over-under is 44. The odds are saying Eagles are going to win by 3.5. And I'm picking the Eagles 27 to the Bucks 21.
All right.
It's going to be a war. It's going to be a game. It's going to be fun, Bob. So buckle up and get ready.
Is that a nighttime game or the afternoon game? What time is it at?
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's a 1 first game.
It's
okay.
Bad.
Oh, great.
They're going to be right in the middle of the heat.
Great. Love it. Pie Man, that's good stuff. That's important stuff. I love it. You came out 27-21 for the Eagles.
27-21 for the Eagles.
We'll see how this works out. You and the Weekend Warrior on the same page.
I know that's a surprise to you. To pick the Eagles.
Oh, no. Navy guy will text in. He'll let us know that he says, I predict that the Pie Man will predict the Eagle win. Always a pleasure, my friend.
But Bob, the first 3 weeks, we've been almost right on the button every week.
Amen. Amen. I love it.
We picked everyone, and the score's been almost exact to our prediction.
All right.
So we got a great track record, buddy. You and I.
This is the unindicted Pie Man, Peter Dellaborda. Thanks, P. Ryder Cup this weekend. I don't want you to forget about it. We're going to play a little ditty from one of our American golfers at 11:35. Brian Kelly coming up to talk about the Comey indictment at the same time. Much more to come. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. We'll be back. John Lennon. Murph tells us he released his album Walls and Bridges this date, 1974. Whatever gets you through the night. He sang it with Elton John. I did not know that. By the way, my man, Weekend Warrior, Sid Helen, he's out shopping, and they ran into our mutual friend Jerry Conway, and he said he loved the bit about the Gilligan's Island. Honestly, God, those old shows, you never, you never forget them. They were that good. Somebody thanking me for clarifying LTS, and somebody else who's watching the program on live stream, they said, love the shirt. He says that could be LTS from now on. Love the shirt. Well, I can't wear the same. Cutie washes them before they're dirty, but I won't wear the shirt, the Dunmore DPW shirt, every day. But I mean, you never know. Maybe at some point I'll get enough DPW shirts dropped off that I can wear one every day. You never know. You never know. I'd love it. I don't think I could do the job, but I still love the shirts. All right, so I want to get to this thing that David Bergeroff sent regarding freedom. I don't agree with every sentence of it, but it's just an interesting point of view. He had emailed it to me. It says, we simply don't have free speech and have not for a very long time. Those who say you are free to say what you want but not free from consequences are not protecting free speech in the slightest. Yes, you should be able to say almost anything you want. You should be able to express yourself regardless of how hateful or vile. No words should be off the table. No statements aside from actual threats should be disallowed. Some justify violence because they don't like what was said. We define things as hate speech. Instead of having a debate and a discussion, we resort to extreme acts because we truly cannot say what we want. Facebook and SM, which I don't know what that is, has given us an amplified voice. However, we have lost the ability to actually express ourselves unfiltered and honestly. I believe much of what is going on in this nation is a direct result of our inability to simply walk away. I don't give a bleep what you say or how. Maybe I'll respond or maybe I won't, but I will not call for violence or even try to cancel you. I will not dox you. I may debate you. I may just block you. You're entitled to free speech. We should have a platform for uncensored free speech in this day and age. What we don't have to do is listen to you. Charlie's death proves we don't have free speech because his words were not met with rational or even irrational discourse in the end. He was murdered. Along with his death was the final breath of free speech. If we fail to recognize that free speech is no longer exists and reverse course, the violence will grow and all our freedoms will shrink. It is that important. I don't. I can't disagree with that at all. So thank you, David, for all of that. Important stuff. But free speech has consequences. And I don't say that the consequences. By the way, I do say the consequences cannot come from the government. They can come socially. They can come from your boss. Never from a murderer. Never from an assassin. Remember the Kierkegaard that we quoted earlier in the day, brought to us by Mark from Hazleton. But there are consequences to saying what you feel, saying what you believe, saying what you know. And by the way, the worst consequences in society seem to come from telling the truth. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02, which means it's time for the news. High time for the news. Brian Hughes has that. We'll take a break. We'll be back after the news. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.